Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Buzzard. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Ryan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, George Smith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Stevenson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jerry Stevenson. And now, play ball. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards third. Foy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green takes first base on ball four. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Agee. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Foy moves to third. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Foy tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skowron moves to third. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skowron scores. Ward moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Red Sox, 1. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into right field. Conigliaro picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Conigliaro. Ward scores. Barry moves to third. Hansen moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard hits a line drive towards first. Scott reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Green, who is chasing the ball. Robinson reaches third base with a triple. Buford goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, White Sox. Pete Magrini now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson tags and scores. One out. It's 4-1, White Sox. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Green, who is chasing the ball. Skowron reaches third base with a triple. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Skowron tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Magrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Magrini hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0-for-1 in the game. Foy hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 0-for-1 in the game. Buzzard is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Ryan and he is out, Petrocelli applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Conigliaro moves to second. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 1 in the game. Ryan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Agee. Ryan reaches second base with a double. Conigliaro scores. Petrocelli goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, White Sox. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Magrini fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Magrini. Robinson moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to third. Romano moves to second. One out. Guido Grilli now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Guido Grilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grilli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Green hits a fly ball into left field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0-for-2 in the game. Foy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AG. Foy reaches second base with a double. Grilly moves to third. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AG. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Grilly scores. Foy scores. It's White Sox, 5, Red Sox, 5. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a pop-up towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-2 in the game. Conigliaro is walked intentionally. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Lee Elia pinch hits for John Buzzard. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia strikes out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-3 in the game. Agee strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hansen moves to third. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Ryan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith strikes out. One out. Guido Grilly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grilly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grilly strikes out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Jerry McNairtney pinch runs for John Romano. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Skowron hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ward takes first base on ball 4. McNairtney moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grilly fields it and throws to second for the out. McNairtney moves to third. 2 outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McNairtney scores. Berry moves to second. It's 6-5, White Sox. Danny Cater pinch hits for Bob Locker. Jose Santiago now pitching. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Danny Cater. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berry scores. Hansen goes all the way around to score. It's 8-5, White Sox. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-4 in the game. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dennis Higgins now pitching. Jerry McNairtney now catching. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Al Weiss now playing second base. Don Buford now Pijo Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Foy takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Foy moves to second. 1 out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Scott is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Conigliaro hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Buford is called out on strikes. 1 out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Ryan hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dalton Jones pinch hits for George Smith. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gosger pinch hits for Jose Santiago. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Dalton Jones now playing second base. Bucky Brandon now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Berry strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Weiss moves to second. Dennis Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Foy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Green takes first base on ball 4. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Green moves to second. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Green moves to third. 2 outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Green scores. It's 8-6, White Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Scott strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.